Welcome to the Smack Happy Design Videocast, where we explore all things web and marketing. With your hosts, Nicole and Danielle.
Hi, welcome to the Smack Happy Videocast, episode number 6. Today we have Andrew Verducci and Lawrence Arevalo from Verducci Event Productions. Could you guys give us a quick little intro about yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Lawrence Arevalo with Verducci Event Productions. I am our company's president, and I hail from beautiful Ventura, California, a couple hours south, and I've been a resident of the Bay Area for about 10 years. So,
and I'm Andrew Verducci, CEO and founder. I head the sales department of our company and also do the marketing. So I've been a Bay Area native my whole life from Burlingame. And then I went to St. Mary's College here in the East Bay. So I've been resident in Walnut Creek. And so I'm excited to be on the podcast and to meet with you ladies.
Awesome. I guess I'll go next. I always say what I do for the company and not say where I'm at. But I guess it's pretty interesting where I'm at because I'm not in California. I'm in Pittsburgh. Hello, I'm Danielle. I'm in Pittsburgh. And I worked for Smack Happy and Nicole for about a year now. I guess, well, technically a year and a half, actually. And it's been a super fun journey. A little bit about my background. I do everything in marketing, I guess, but specialize mostly with content and SEO and branding, I guess. Yeah. So that's a nutshell for me.
And I am Nicole Hanasek. I'm the owner of Smack Happy Design. I've been designing and coding websites for about 20 years now, and I've had the business for 10 years, officially according to LinkedIn, just the other day. I do the code, I do the design. I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been in the Bay Area for 13 or 14 years. So I don't know when you officially become a Californian, but I feel like I've passed that mark.
Oh, wait. Yeah. That's a good point because I didn't say did I say Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Because we always have to correct me because there is Pittsburgh, California, I guess. Oh. But we're the lucky ones because we have an H on the end. So that's what makes it different, I think. Oh, and probably the fact that it's extremely ridiculously nasty cold. Versus the other Pittsburgh. But hey.
So real quick, Danielle, can you let us know what we talked about in the last episode?
Yeah, so our special guest was Neil David from Neil David Photography in San Francisco. And I believe Songbird Studios was the other business that he had mentioned that him and his wife also own, which is vocal lessons and performance lessons, and they have three places around the area. So he talked a little bit about both of those things, you know, why he started in photography, and it really kind of transformed into a business conversations, which is pretty interesting because I feel like a lot of our podcasts have that same theme. You know, we talk about marketing, we talk about, you know, whomever, you know, the guest is and what they do, but it all kind of relates together because, you know, we're talking about how to run a business or be a business owner or, you know, work within this business or on the business, that sort of stuff. So in a nutshell, that's what the last podcast was about.
Yeah. And that's mostly what we want to talk to these guys about today. And maybe we could start with how you guys got into the business.
Yeah. Can you start with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool. So we both had our own paths to kind of the point where we met up, but wanting to be a DJ was the first start. So I got my start because I was working for a catering company in college, and I was a banquet waiter. And first of all, I'm not the most coordinated guy, so being a waiter of any type has always been like a really bad idea for me. But I was doing these events where we would come as the caterers and we would set up all day. And like, we couldn't eat until the end of the night. And like, you know, we were there really late cleaning up all the tables and all the linens and all the rest of the stuff. And I remember seeing the DJ at this place that we would work at in Carmel Valley called Holman Ranch, I think. Yeah, Holman Ranch. And the DJ would kind of like stroll in after us. He would like play music in this very like easy seeming way. We would feed him like he was a guest. He'd like get his own, you know, table serving. And I was like, I guarantee this guy's making way more money than I am. And he's like doing something that seems really fun. And like, you know, I can maybe cut my work time in half. So that's always been a big thing for me, is like looking for the next really good opportunity to advance my work life. So that seemed like an easy one. So I was talking to another coworker who was one of the bartenders for the catering company. And I said, God, that guy, like, I'd love to do that. He's like, you would? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh my God. He's like, well, if you want to do it, I know somebody who owns a company. So long story short, he introduced me to his boss. And I got my start there, DJing weddings in Monterey for a company called Good Vibrations, which in San Francisco has a whole other connotation to it. I DJed for Good Vibrations, and I think it was like named after the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch songs. Yeah. Like, the guy was like very 90s kind of fella. So it was probably that. And it was good. I had a great time. There was a lot of learning to do in that period of time. And then I moved up to San Francisco and about 10 years ago. I guess I was in my early 20s, maybe 23, something like that. So maybe it was even longer than 10 years ago, because I met a beautiful blonde who I ended up marrying. She gave me the ultimatum, move or break up. So I did it. Came up here, got a job with Nestle and Dreyer's Ice Cream, and was doing project management for them and DJing on the weekends. And as most entrepreneurs, trying to like, you know, build a business on at night and on the weekends. And, you know, for a while, my job wasn't super intense, so I used all that extra time. No kids. Oh my God, those were the days. And so I used all my extra time to try to build a little DJ business. And I wanted nothing more in life than to have like an awesome wedding. I wanted to be like the best wedding DJ ever, you know, which is so crazy how much our business has changed since then. But I would say that the thing that, and Andrew will probably loop in too, we were good partners because we have opposite strengths. And I think one of my strengths was like, you know, like I had a business license and I was like everything was like, you know, I had like set up all the kind of like systems and a really great planning packet and like all this other stuff. But like, I was like very intimidated by getting my own sales by like, you know, saying like, I can do this, I'm great at it, you know, and kind of putting myself out there and being a salesman for myself. So that was always not my strength, definitely my partner's strength. And I'm sure he's going to talk to you guys about it and where all that comes from. But yeah, that was my start. Wanted to be the best wedding DJ and also not wanting to be a waiter anymore. So that's me.
For me, it was started when I was at St. Mary's College. I was a radio host for our small little wave radio station that maybe 20 people listen to, called KSMC. And then it was my manager that had asked me, like, hey, would you want to actually DJ live for a kids event called Carnival for Kids at St. Mary's, where we would take kids that, you know, came from households that struggled income-wise to St. Mary's, and we would recreate this whole carnival theme. So I was in charge of DJing, and I wasn't actually DJing. I was playing, like, an iTunes playlist and had a wired microphone, so very old school. But it was actually one of those things where when I was able to DJ and see the effect that music had on kids, because the kids were there with their parents, that's when I kind of knew I wanted to do this live. So I ended up joining another entertainment company here in the Bay Area for a couple years. Then it came to the point of where I wanted to kind of just do my own thing. But I didn't have any money. And obviously when you're starting a business, you got to have some sort of money to kind of start that business. And it was my grandmother, my nanny, you know, she passed this past year, but she was the one that kind of gave me a little loan to build the company by getting me my first set of DJ gear, a couple speakers, a mixer board, a wireless microphone. And it was my father that had helped me just kind of on the branding point, you know, and the selling point of like, all right, like now you got to put yourself out there, your face, and, you know, get to know this industry and get in front of as many people as possible. So did that for the first couple of years. Met Lawrence when I was trying to expand my services on the lighting side of things. Met him randomly on Craigslist, and he was selling a few things on the on like the DJ lighting equipment wise. And so I met him, and I knew right away. My dad, it was funny, because my dad had this conversation with me a week prior. Hey, you know, you're gonna need a business partner in this, and you're gonna probably need someone that has opposite skill sets as you. So that you guys both have the weaknesses and strengths, but you both complement each other. And I met Lawrence a week later, and I met with him, and I knew that he'd be a great, you know, fit. He did a few events for me, and my clients were raving. And so from there, we kind of built the brand, and we really wanted it to be one of these things where people knew that we were young business owners that wanted to infuse new energy, new passion, you know, into this industry and be very innovative. So we built it from the ground up, got this storefront about, 6 years ago, when we didn't even have enough money to probably even afford it, but we found a way to do it, and we made it work, and we're here now, and it's amazing to kind of see the journey that we've taken in just 9 years of the business, and obviously you guys have played a role in that too with updating our website this past year, and we've seen a tremendous amount of more interest in our company than we ever have, so yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a couple things. It sounds like your dad is like a gold mine of excellent advice.
True. And hilarious. That's so funny.
Yeah, I get the business sense from him. And then the energy is definitely, if you ever met my mom, she is a woman full of life, a small little Italian woman, but she can light up a room very quickly.
Yeah, she's super
nice. That's awesome. Shoot, I forgot the other thing I was going to say. Did you have anything to add to that, Danielle?
Well, I feel like it kind of leads into the website question we were going to ask, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when you mentioned, you know, the website. And I was actually thinking about this last night, coincidentally, about, like, I have you on Facebook, Andrew, and I always see, like, you posting all kinds of stuff, and it's just so cool to see that, you know, everything's going really well, or it appears to be going really well. I hope it is. And I was like, man, I hope we had, like, just this tiny little bit to do with it, because, you know, you guys really did all the work. You know, we just kind of helped you put it all together and get it out there. But I was like, man, I just love seeing that and love seeing you know, how great everything's going and all the photo, like the photography that you guys put out there is like awesome. If anyone could take some advice from your company is find somebody who knows how to get the good photos of your work, because they always look really cool. But anyway, so the next question we were leading into was, so what do you guys think the hardest thing is about running the website pre Smack Happy and post Smack Happy? We might be learning something new here.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take this question. I mean, our website was pretty old when we approached you guys about updating this, and it was very clunky on the back end. And that was all because when we first got the website, it was more of like, can we have someone do it? But I wasn't thinking on the back end, like, can it be user friendly, you know, to update? And it just seemed like a big hassle. Anytime I wanted to update it, and, you know, the theme was probably 10 years older than it should have been.
Yeah.
Very wedding-ish. So it didn't really it really didn't display everything that what we do as a company. It seemed very much like a wedding entertainment company. So trying to get into the corporate end, we wouldn't even be looked at or taken seriously within this industry. So I think that was one thing, was just having to be user-friendly was a huge thing. And then also kind of knowing, you know, when we met with you ladies and you guys kind of talked about what the purpose of a website is and the kind of content you need, and that, you know, maybe not having as much on there kind of leaves some sort of intrigue to like want to contact us, etc. Those were all things I took to mind when I was starting to work with you ladies on figuring out, okay, let the photos speak more than having a ton of text on the website, which is, if you saw it, you maybe saw an old website, there was a ton of text.
It was like a book.
Yeah. And so I took a lot of that now, because when I look at updating our website and do all the work now, it's so much easier. It's cleaner on the back end, very easy to update. I've learned, like I said, a lot from you about how to run a website and certain things that are important to the user or someone that's going to go on the website, what's going to hit them right away. If anyone does go on our website, they'll see, like, we had that cool video at the beginning, and I can't tell you how many people go on the website and they're like, oh my gosh, that highlight reel that you have right when, I mean, it hits you right in the face and tells you exactly what you guys are about and the big events that you do. So taking it from being a small mom and pop company to now people viewing us as, wow, you guys are one of the leaders in the industry, and you guys do big events, has been tremendous for us since we, I think we debuted it in September. And we doubled what we did in our corporate end in December. And I know that the website had a lot to do with that because people took us more seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Increased sales, not just like a small portion that you were saying. Like, definitely just having the new website was like a lead magnet enough to like invite people to come and take a look at it. And once people saw it, they were like, whoa, oh my God, like Andrew said, like, I didn't know you guys did all this stuff. Second of all, I think totally boosted the confidence in our brand and the work that we do. Again, like your website, our website displayed really that we were like, you know, entertainment DJ company. And just like, it was pretty Andrew, you know, I mean, Andrew did as well as he could, but then having the new website really just spoke volumes about where we've been over the past few years since that website had been updated. So yeah, I think we saw a big increase in leads.
And I want to add the website. Yeah, and I wanted to add too, because I know we had this conversation when we started putting the website together. It's not about Lawrence and I. You know, people ask me all the time. They hit me up on Facebook. They're, you know, I got a lot of young entrepreneurs that are trying to either get in this industry or another industry, and they're like, well, what makes your company? I said, it's the people. You know, and I think this website really shows the people, not just it's Lawrence and I thing. It's it's everyone. It's everyone from the office staff, our DJs, our technicians, people that maybe don't get the recognition that they should when an event's complete, because maybe it's just the people that people actually see at the event, and it's not all the back end work that people see from our office staff. So I think it's really this culture, and I think the website really sells the cultural and values of our company. And I think that's huge, because people didn't really see that in the old website. I think it was just it's a Lawrence and Andrew company, and then everyone else just kind of works for them. Now it's this thing of what Todd used to, you know, Todd always says too, when he's talking to new employees, it's, you know, they've got to sip the Kool-Aid. They got to drink the Kool-Aid, and everyone's on board. And I think that this website really does that. It's about the culture. It's about the values. It's about the people that we have here.
Yeah. And with the people, it's also about your clients too, because I know you guys care a lot about your clients and like giving them the best experience possible. And I think, you know, you kind of mentioned that the site, you know, shows your values. And I think that was definitely one of the reasons we wanted to work with you guys, because you actually care and we care too. And it's nice when you know, both have the same kind of goal in mind in the end.
That's a good question for you guys. Do you ever look at clients and say like, this person doesn't seem like the kind of like company that we want to associate ourselves with or whatever, like, you know, obviously.
Yeah, we definitely, every now and then, you know, someone will come across our plate and they're just not a good fit, and we'll have to, you know, refer them to other people.
Yeah.
I think the relationship aspect is super important, and that, you know, if you can't, I mean, just in general, if you know you're not compatible with another person, it doesn't even come down to like, you know, could we help those people? Probably. But, you know, a lot of times is, you know, if they don't care about what we do and they don't care about what they do in a certain way, like, I don't know, it's just sort of like a lot of the people that we work with have a passion about what they do. They, you know, they trust our creative ability. They, you know, I mean, a lot of times people come in too and they've been, you know, they've had a bad experience beforehand, but they're still willing to say, you know what, I'm not going to treat you like this because I am giving this another chance. You know, they're open-minded, like that sort of thing. Like, that's super important. And, you know, I guess we can think of it too, or I think of it as, you know, if they, like, would they have a conversation like this with us? Like, could we sit down like we are with you guys and, you know, we're having this fun conversation about like whatever, like could that happen in the future? And if I couldn't see that, then, you know, maybe that's not the greatest fit. And another thing I thought of outside of that topic, I was going to ask you if you celebrated yet, like if you had an internal, like celebration of your success for 2017, or is that still on the books, or is that coming?
Yeah, it's coming this Sunday. We're doing one of our catering companies, Gray Street Catering, and we are doing an 80s prom thing. Yeah, we're super excited.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
We go get a tux with a cummerbund. And I want to get a mullet. I don't know where I'm going to find a mullet, but I think a blonde.
I'm sure you can figure it out.
Yeah, I think I'm coming in hot with Risky Business, Tom Cruise. I mean, a little old time rock and roll.
Does that mean you're coming to your undies?
Yeah, I don't know. but no, I mean, I wanted to go back real quick because I know you had talked about relationships. And I think you ladies really helped me out. And I can say this because I know I'm a man of a lot of ideas, sometimes indecisive. Sometimes, you know, you get excited about a topic and you have all these, or a project and you have all these ideas. But I think you really helped me narrow my focus. Like when you're doing a big project like a website, you know, you really need to be concise. You need to be strategic with your timing and what you're, you know, what you're talking about and the goals you want to accomplish. And I thought that you ladies really helped me with that. And I think it was just a lot. It was the enthusiasm, the excitement, the passion behind developing this website. But at the same time, you know, we have to be on point with what we're talking about. And I think you ladies were able to have that relationship where you can be very open with me. Like, I know you want all this, but let's just focus on this and get this done right here.
Yeah.
And then we can move on to the next thing. So I thought that really helped push the website forward and take it to the level that it's at. And just like you ladies, I mean, for us, we like to work with people that, you know, are very passionate with what they do. They love what they do. And it's cool to kind of, we work in different industries, but we can still help each other out as far as building a brand, building a business, because it's, like you said, it's about the customer service, it's about the people, and just being really kind of standing behind your brand and your business itself and the core values that you guys, you know, hold it to. So.
Yeah.
Bo
show.
I think one of the first things that like kind of sealed the deal, like your guys' designs were so cool on your website and they were playful. And that was such a big part of like coming to you. I think I told Nicole this a long time ago, like just the fact that you have your own cool website, like was like cut out like 95% of the competition, because there's so many website companies that like have an, you know, not the best website for themselves. And it was like, okay, well, Smack Happy is like obviously cares about their business enough to put their best face forward. So I know that they're going to care about our business enough to, you know, kind of make our website happen. And then the designs were really cool. I love that you had a video too. I was like, all right, you want one of those videos at the top of our, you know, of our website. And I think yours was the dog, right? Your dog?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's totally cool. But then when we talked about the process and there was a project manager that was going to help push us through the project, I knew that was like, that was going to be the thing for us, because we're so busy. I mean, we could have probably saved a ton of money and like done a Squarespace site or whatever, but come on, like we're running a really busy business, and who's got time and the motivation to, you know, do all that themselves and project manage that whole process when you're going from a website that's had 5 years of, you know, just like being built on top of with content and photos and stuff to whittling it down to something like it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be playful and fun and really, you know, elevate our brand. So I thought that was like such a good part of the investment, you know, was that project manager piece was huge.
And you guys like add little elements, you know, my selling point was when I didn't even know who you guys were until Lauren's like, no, there's this company called Smack Happy. We take a look, and you know, he sent me over the first draft of the homepage, and it was like your little details, like just with like doing the little V thing where like our logo is. I was like, all right, I'm sold. They had these little elements to it. Like those are, there's so many people within the box, you know, and that's, I think, what makes us so good when people want to hire us. It's because we're outside the box, you know, and I think when Lawrence and I are talking about our relationship, you know, and our friendship, is that I'm the guy that pushes the envelope, the guy that is like, well, let's be innovative. Let's push the envelope. Let's, you know, think outside the box. And sometimes it's a risk, you know, and he's the guy that has to sometimes reel me back in. And you always need that. But when I saw your guys' design, I was like, oh my gosh, they added all these little things that you did on the homepage. I was like, that's what we want, because we want something that's innovative and something that's fresh. When people go to our website, they're like, yeah, no one has this. No one in the industry has this kind of website. So,
And I would say for like to future clients too, like if any of you, you show this to any of your future clients, I would say also like don't be afraid to look around yourself at other websites, because one of the things that was cool is that we could say like, hey, I was on this website earlier and we saw this element. Can we add that into our website? And you guys, you know, you guys would help us make sure that that stuff happened. So I think, you know, that was pretty cool too, that you guys were open to like helping us make it even more special, like at every little turn that we're like, all right, what about if we did this? And you guys are like, all right, let's do it. You know, you're right there with it.
That's super cool that you say that. Thank you. Yeah. I guess, first of all, thank you. I was thinking about, so the topic of the day for me outside of this podcast has been sort of like Squarespace. And you mentioned Squarespace, and I just want to throw this out there. You wouldn't be able to get a Verducci website with Squarespace. Like, so anybody who's watching or listening, who's going to look at the website, there's so many limitations with that too. And one of the limitations is you can't be creative. You can't think outside of the box. And so for people like us, if they're going to relate to like our conversation and, you know, having that, back to having a relationship, you want to have a good relationship with the website too, right? You want it to do what you want it to do and not what somebody else is forcing you to do within the constraints of it. So it's a good point that you bring that up. And I hate throwing things under the bus, but you know, WordPress is totally cool and allowed us to kind of, you know, think outside of the box and give you what you asked for. And
I think probably a lot of like entrepreneurs would look at Squarespace and say like, all right, here's the most cost-effective option to build my first website or whatever. And I can understand that up into a certain point, but just like for us in alone, like I haven't done any real analytics on the, how much money we've made since we invested in our website. But I'll tell you that we had the biggest month of our company's history, December, after releasing this website, and just some of the biggest months in general after releasing the website. So whatever the hesitation may have been from us in the beginning, you know, I think all of that like totally has paid itself off and will continue to. As long as this website like works for us and the design continues to be relevant for us, I think like I would say that we've already made our money back. And so I don't know, you know, there's a propensity when you're starting a business to just save as much money as possible. But then when you're talking about, if you can also get behind it and lead people to your website, and you're going to do the things that it takes to like get people to come after you've invested, you know, with Smack Happy or whoever, just like do something really great. You're going to see the results for sure. And it'll like all that question about whether or not, you know, the investment is worth it.
Yeah.
And I think for me too, it was, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, and I've worked with different website designers. They design it and that's all you hear from them. Goodbye. You know, whereas for you ladies, I mean, you know, within the first month, you know, Becca, who's not on this, you know, this podcast here. I mean, she was awesome. Like checking in, hey, how's the website going? You know, we're so excited. It seems like you've added new photos. I mean, you're talking about this relationship. It just didn't stop when you guys designed the website. It continues. And I think for me, those are the type of people that I want to work with. That's like, no, they're like, there's a connection here because you guys help, you know, provide this wonderful website. And you guys kind of feel like it's your mission too, to make sure that you're checking in, making sure that we have everything that we need. What can we add? You know, maybe next year we're adding something different. It's a new fresh page or whatever. So for me, it's the fact that you guys want to continue this working relationship with us to ensure that we have everything that we need, and that this website is still, you know, we can still within the framework, you know, be innovative with it and add things that we need as the times change. So I think that's really cool for me. And that gets me more fired up every time I go on the back end and add things to it, is knowing that like, hey, next year the website might be a little bit different. You might add something that's fresh and cool for, you know, 2018 or 2019.
Yeah. And we've worked with other like website designers before. I think the last person we worked with, I think the guy who was working on the original website just stopped responding.
Yes.
Just like completely stopped responding at all. And so like when you go, I would say like in a couple instances we have gone with like a budget, I would say budget like website development, you end up like chasing them down, you know, instead of like with you guys, like you guys were chasing us down a lot. You're like, okay, like deadline for this, you know, we got to get a deadline for this. So, you know, I think that was like a cool part of, as, like I said, once you reach a different point in your business, you need to focus on what's going to bring you more sales, what's going to help your organization, and chasing down a website designer who hasn't responded in 2 or 3 weeks for that like change that you really need. Not a good thing. So yeah.
You guys bring up a lot of really great points. I think a lot of people, going back to the whole investment piece, how you can, you know, start out with something that's really simple and cheap and do it yourself, but at some point you really do, you know, it will pay off to do the investing. And I think a lot of people maybe don't look at it that way, or maybe they're just not built to look at it that way. But
I think this industry is super, like, it's so competitive, and it's a lot of people get jaded because I feel like a lot of people race to get the client, or race to get, you know, they compete for that piece. And then once they get it, it's like, okay, well then they do their part and then they're done. And I had someone, so we post on Town Squared. I don't know if you guys are on Town Squared, but I think it's in your area.
I'm bad about it now.
Are you? Okay. Well, so
get on there.
yeah, it's kind of cool. And sometimes you make people mad from what you post. So we posted about this same topic, and there was a guy out there who got like mad about it and responded and said, you know, I'm that person that, you know, I'm that individual, I'm that person's brother who is like in a basement somewhere who's doing someone's website. And like, you know, we're not saying, if you probably would have read it, we're not saying that, you know, everybody out there is like that, but they are out there. And we hear it so often that it just,
it's amazing how often we hear about web people just disappearing.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's like, really? Like you could have this long relationship with someone versus, you know, working with someone for 2 months and then you're done. Like, I don't see how that's good for anyone's business, you know, especially if you're the person who's, you know, being the web designer role. But yeah, so that's.
Well, and I think it goes back to core values, you know, like we emphasize on our website. So when people go to our website, and, you know, it's the same thing. Like, I got swag now because of the website. Like, I always had swag, but definitely, like, this is where I'm kind of popping the collar a little bit, feeling super fresh.
Because you guys are like celebrities now.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where, when, you know, people go to a website. Like, when I go to your website, I know I'm not spending $2,000 for a website. I know I'm going to be spending some money, but you know what you're getting. You guys are the Porsches of website design. Whereas when people come to us, I say, like, yeah, we're not the, you know, the Honda Civic that has, you know, 300,000 miles on it. You want that, then, you know, you can go ahead and keep it moving, and there's another company that will suit your needs. But we're the Porsches of event production, and everything kind of relates within that site. But it comes back to customer service. You know, when I see people really making it in an industry, be it it's our industry or your guys' industry, it goes back to the whole customer service thing. You know, so it's like what my grandfather said when he used to run the showroom floor at Ceremony Ford in Daly City. You know, he's like, I have the greatest cars here on the showroom. You know, I got a brand new Mustang here. But man, if I didn't have customer service and the clients didn't feel that customer service was really important, these people wouldn't be coming back to me for their third or fourth car, for their kid or grandchild or whatever it might be. So that's kind of how I took this business, is that, you know what, it's all about customer service. And that's one thing you guys, we have a lot of things with your company, but customer service is the utmost, most important thing for me, because I knew I was going to tackle this big project. I needed that on your side for you guys.
Yeah. I kind of want to be the Alfa Romeos of the web design business.
You like Alfa Romeos? I like the new, what is it, the Julia, Giulia, however you call it, Julia, Giulia.
Julia.
Julia. Wedding singer here?
They have a car. Yeah. Like an M3 beater. It's like Alfa Romeo, Giulia, Quattro Formaggio, or something like that. I think it's like 14. I don't think I got that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I found it. It's... Okay, yeah, I can't pronounce it either, but it's
Quadrifoglio. There we go.
Yeah, Quadrifoglio.
Quadrifoglio.
Yeah. What do we have in
the Portuguese?
Portuguese. So good.
So if my grandmother was alive, she would have slapped me for how I just pronounced that. Let's just call it a Julia Gulia.
Erica Maggio, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. The Italian hunger for Italian food is there.
Mm-hmm. Always.
So what are your goals for 2018?
One of the goals is I'm kind of taking on a new realm. I mean, we're still doing, you know, the weddings and the social events, but I'm really trying to develop the corporate side. At this point, I'm kind of taking over for Lawrence. I kind of helped build the corporate side in 2017. He's taking more of a role of kind of, you know, handling the back end, working on the business, not so much working in the business. Because I think for us, we've had to sell, you know, we've had to work on the business, in the business, wear 9 different hats. And we're starting to see, I think, when we got to the end of 2017, that we had a great year, but there's so much more to be done. We have to be able to split the duties up and really kind of focus on a few things rather than everything. So that, going along with the website, that's what this website's doing. It really is helping us get a foot in the door. So when I'm talking to a CEO or a big business, you know, it's great that I'm talking with them. I come in looking good. I give them all the brochures and everything else. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they're going to sit in that office as a team, go to the website, see what we do. And it's nice now to have something that can back up my words.
Yeah.
And I think that's giving me a little bit more swag when I go into these meetings, because I'm like, no, we have all the marketing material. Go on our website. Take a look at our resource, you know, materials. Take a look at our videos. Take a look at our photos, you know. And you feel the swag when you know when you're on the site. You know, we don't talk like, yeah, we're one of the businesses in this industry. We're one of the main businesses in this industry, leading provider in what we do. So I think it's more developing on the corporate realm. We love weddings. We love doing the social events. But as a business, you know, we're here to make money. And I think we're definitely starting to see that corporate, they're just bigger events to be had there, and you need to get into that market. So that's kind of what I'm developing. But we're still, you know, doing all the other events. We just want to do more of the high-end events within those parts of the industry. So,
and it's, you know, I think one of the things comes back to not competition, but like, I know one of the subjects for today is going to talk about like challenges in the business. And I think one of the challenges probably in the web design realm too is the low barrier to entry and just the amount of, you know, new competition that comes in. And like we're talking about, some of those people are going to come in, get a few clients, burn them, and, you know, leave. And that can happen millions of times, you know? And then there's going to be this sector of people who believe in that investment. And that's really where our business is changing, and why we're like making the switch to, I think one of the goals for the year, or I know one of the goals for the year, is for us to change the ratio of events that we're doing from small private events to, you know, anything from like nonprofit, mid-sized, large-sized business, that sort of thing. Because we found that there's less new, like there's more of a barrier to entry, you know, to get to that level. Like not everybody's coming in and can produce a large scale event. So, and we've built our capabilities to be able to do that. So it's kind of like, all right, well, we can't do anything about the fact that anybody with a computer and iTunes is going to go and be a wedding DJ, but not everybody has the years of experience in that customer care and that level of detail, even for small events, it's translated to large events. And so I think that's kind of, you know, one of the bigger goals for us. And then, obviously, sales growth in 2018 is a huge thing. I think every year we're going to go for sales growth. And I was thinking about that the other day as I was thinking about our brand and our website and a bunch of other things. And I was just thinking that, you know, we need to continue to invest in our brand. We need to continue to innovate. And I think, you know, the successes that we've had in the past to like get us to this point, I think, you know, we've got to just pretend that those don't exist and like keep looking to that next level, you know, as we grow. And, you know, not that there's anything wrong with it, but in, you know, after running the business for 20 years, I would like to still, you know, I hope that we still have that same mentality moving forward, which is like, not just we're running the same business every year because, you know, we've reached a certain point, but we're always...
Yeah, you want it to be exciting and fun, right? Otherwise, why are you doing it?
Exactly. Yeah, that was the point that I was going to make as far as, you know, this year, it's really, I feel like it's gotten a little stagnant in our industry. Everyone's doing the same thing. You know, they might change up the colors, change up a little bit of the design, but it's kind of everyone, you know, a little on the cookie cutter side. And I think with us, I think when they look at our website, people know they're going to spend more money, but people also know they're going to get a high quality design and it's going to be innovative. And I think for me, I'm excited for that to bring in the corporate realm, you know, and to come up with something innovative, think outside the box, do something different that you've never done before, and that it's okay to do something different. So I'm really excited about that because the website really speaks to that. You know, I can't tell you how many times that people come to the website, they're like, oh my gosh, that design, I've been at that venue so many times, but I've never seen anything like that. And that's the value when you're talking about value. And that's what you get when you get with us. Is you have a unique website. That's what you guys sell, is when you're, you know, working with people, hey, you're going to get something innovative, different. But that's what I sell to our clients, you know, and where I can step in and talk in front of 20 people, you know, at their office and say, yeah, we can come in and be something different that your employees, that your clients have never experienced before. So it feels good. I mean, it really feels good that I can post and do things on social media wise that represent that too. So,
yeah. You're really creating an experience, something that's going to be very memorable. Because, I mean, just look at the picture behind you. It's so colorful and vibrant. Yeah. I feel like, like everything is just looks exciting that you guys create. So,
and that was at my college gym, and built in 1970, the ugliest gym ever, like at St. Mary's. I love St. Mary's, but let's be real. But we created into a Vegas club, and the kids, I mean, if you ladies could have been there to see, these are college kids. These are kids that are seniors, that to see their jaw drop, like they're, you know, seniors in high school for their prom. I mean, that's the kind of reaction that we got, because they didn't think that a gym like that could be converted into a full Vegas nightclub. And that's why we do what we do, because it's allowing people to be in that experience, be if it's for 3 hours, it's a wedding, whatever it might be. But it's an experience that we create, and that's what we really sell to our employees, that you're a part of this experience that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, some of the DJs I've seen here, they need to take some of your advice.
Well, I mean, and that's the difference. Like, you ladies, I mean, yes, we all need to earn money. We all need to make money. We all need to survive, you know, in the Bay Area, et cetera, wherever you're living. But it's more than that for us. And you can feel it when you meet people, that do they actually love what they do, or are they doing it to just earn a paycheck? And those are the people that's hard for me to relate to, you know, when they're working a job. I'm like, well, then go find another job that you love doing.
Yeah.
Be an entrepreneur, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's when people meet us, and people meet people like us. I'm talking about you ladies too. I mean, they feel that there's an instant connection there.
Cool. Well, speaking of fun and having fun in our jobs, I have a fun question to tie up our podcast.
All right.
Might make us think a little bit, or we might already have an answer. I don't know. But so can you think of a piece of technology that hasn't been invented yet, or that you may not know of, that would take your job position, or, you know, what you do, or your business, or your life to the next level? I guess it's sort of an open-ended question about some.
I've got a couple ideas. They're mostly about people, like lighting fixtures that haven't been invented yet. I have to go invent myself, but one of the instruments that we use for lighting a lot, it's called Leco. It's like, goes by various names, but it allows us to do like a projection or a pattern. And so, like, in a lot of the designs that we do, we'll take, you know, a theme, or take the existing architecture in a venue, and we will not just provide the color for it, but also some texture as well, which is so important. I kind of see, like, lighting design, which is a big part of what we do, really kind of has synergy with, like, clothing design and interior design, and patterns are such an important part of all of those things. So like, if we want to do a leopard pattern behind us, we can do that. So one of the big things that's been happening, that's kind of revolutionized the industry over the past couple of years, is battery powered fixtures. Venue power is so ridiculously tough to navigate. We work in venues in San Francisco that are really old, that, you know, may have a circuit that's right here that's tied to the coffee machine in the kitchen that a caterer is plugging a, you know, cotton candy machine into, and we plug some lights in, and it's like, you know, power down. So that, that, you know, combining those two things, that fixture that we use so much with like having a battery operated version of that would be huge for what we do and save us so much trouble, so much time, so much energy. So that's one of them. And then another thing that hasn't been created yet would be a two-toned uplight, which is something that I think would be really cool. Everybody does uplighting. It's one of the most important parts of a lighting design. It's like, we tell people it's like the base coat of paint in a house. And so I really want to see something in the future that would be kind of like one color halfway up the wall and then another like evolves into a different color as you reach the kind of top of the wall too. So those are my two boots on the ground kind of technology pieces that I would like I'd like to see. And then from the software realm, I think everything that I could probably want already exists. That's it for me.
Do you have anything, Andrew?
Or
do
you know, I'm still thinking, my gosh. I'm kind of going to leave that with Lawrence on that end.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, there's so many pieces of technology out there.
Yeah.
It might have already been created. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the battery power realm is huge. Like a battery powered projector, would be huge.
Yeah.
You know, where we can place it wherever we want, et cetera. It already has, something where it can already have all the different lenses on it. So you don't need like a separate lens to put it on it to create whatever you are, no matter how far you're back from the wall. You know, which in a projector, you have different lenses. So, if you're further away, you might want, a smaller lens so that, the image is not so big. And so if it already had all that in there and it was battery powered, I would love that. Yes. Because since we've gone into the battery powered realm, we've been able to do our installs a lot quicker, where we can, put down 100 uplights in within 2 hours and light up all of City Hall in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Whereas if we had to power everything, that would probably be like a 4 to 6 hour install running all the cabling. So we're also thinking about being efficient with our time when we do the install. So for me, I would love that because it also would maybe help save our clients some money on the labor on the back end too. They don't have to charge as much because it doesn't take as much to do the setup. So that would be my thing. Just anything that helps in the battery powered realm to make setups go a lot quicker would be my thing.
Should we send an open letter to Tesla?
Yes.
Hey, I was just thinking about that. I was like, hey, Elon Musk probably isn't listening to this podcast, but by chance, if you are, you should totally get into that because he likes making those like fun investments. So maybe he would. Or at least have some advice for someone who'd be into that.
Well, once somebody makes like a really long-lasting small battery or something really great that solar power changes that technology, then I think we're going to be, we'll all be doing more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agreed.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us and for giving us so many kind words. I wasn't really expecting that, and I appreciate everything.
Yeah, blush it a little bit. Blush it over here. Right?
You're talking to an Italian here. We're all about the love and praise. So we have a lot to be thankful for in 2017, and you ladies are definitely one of the groups of people that we're very thankful for that you guys stepped in our life and helped be a part of growing our business.
And one of the coolest things that happened was not even part of the whole website project, but Nicole sent us a book that Andrew's fully read through, that I'm currently reading through, that's really helping us to change our idea of the profitability in our business. And that was just something that was like really sweet, that she totally didn't have to do. And from a client perspective, it was just super cool.
And I'm not a reader, Nicole. So for me to sit down and literally read a chapter and try to sit down with Mark, oh my gosh, I read chapter 3 about profitability, and he's talking about how we're gonna change our bank accounts and put different names for them, and that. He was sitting there like, who are you? Like, you never read books.
We were going to coming from Vegas, and he was like, I just couldn't stop reading. I was like, okay, must be a good book.
Yeah, it's a thank you, because it really has helped, you know, shape our business for 2018 and beyond. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that book is Profit First. We'll include a link to that in our show notes for anybody who's watching. It is a really easy read because the guy who wrote it, he's just like, he's like a bro, I guess, kind of. Yeah, he's sure. Funny, so there's like some funny stuff in it, and it's just a very easy read. So
we emailed the guy.
Yeah.
We emailed him and he responded, didn't he?
Yeah. He wanted us to do an interview for his next book, but it was just like bad timing. It was right in the middle of December, and December is like insanely busy. So he was going to Mexico, flying to Mexico. So we kind of missed each other on that. But yeah, I should probably reach back out to him. But
yeah, that's really cool. You should do it. Be a nice little plug for you.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So speaking of plugs, you want to give us a little plug for your business, tell people how to find you and what kind of clients you're looking for?
So our website is, you can visit us. I know Lawrence loves the website URL, even though we're trying to change it. www.verducies.com. So that's www.verducies.com. We're an event production company, so we handle everything from lighting, staging, you know, decor, photo booth, DJing. We get to work with you guys hand in hand to design whatever type of event you're looking for. So that could be corporate, nonprofit, it could be galas, you know, weddings. We have the Level Up side of our company that handles all the bar and bat mitzvahs and school events. So if you're looking for someone to come in and be innovative, have, you know, the night of, you know, your dreams as far as whatever kind of event that is, and working with a fun team that's young, hip, and wants to really listen to your vision, and our job is to really kind of create that vision, make that come true the day of. So Renucci Event Productions, and then Level Up Entertainment is the kid side of our company. So if you find us and look us up on social media too, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, like us, show us some love, and definitely you know, feel free to contact us here. We have a bunch of exciting, passionate, energetic individuals here at the Verducci and Level Up office that would love to be able to work with
you. Yeah, I imagine it's really fun to work with you guys on an event.
Yeah, our clients are like family. I swear to God, that's what it is. It's like family, and you know, it's like how my grandmother and my nanny treated everyone that she ran into along the way in her life. You know, to come on in, the door is always open. Come on in, you know. And that's really how we are with our clients. Is there's a connection there, and it's not just doing one event. It's a relationship that we build over time. We still talk to our clients that I first did their wedding, 9 years ago. And we still talk. We still run into each other. So that's what you get here. You're not just getting someone to do your event. It's about a connection and a relationship that you build within the event production company.
That's great. So next time, I think we'll be talking to speech coach Mary Nipple. And I'd like to thank you guys again. Thank you for joining the Smack Happy video cast, where we explore all things web and marketing.
That's me. Until next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Smack Happy Design video cast. For more information and downloads, visit smackhappy.com/videocast. Where you'll find more episodes and the opportunity to subscribe on YouTube or iTunes. You can also sign up for our newsletter delivered to your inbox monthly. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Again, that's smackhappy.com/videocast. See you next time.